SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nepal rattled by a strong earthquake that's killed over 150 people and injured dozens more.
The earthquake hit the Jagirkot region, 500 kilometers from the capital of Kathmandu. The remoteness of the affected area makes both communications and rescue efforts difficult. Initial videos from the region show severely damaged homes, some completely flattened. Three aftershocks were felt within an hour of the quake. Many residents spend the night outdoors. Earthquakes are common in this region, along the foothills of the Himalayas. In 2015, the country suffered two devastating earthquakes, killing 9,000 people.
That's Samira Hussein reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. and Arab partners today disagreed on the need for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli military is increasing its assault on the besieged enclave's Hamas rulers. During a visit to Jordan today, Secretary of State Blinken said the siege should be done with care to minimize civilian deaths.
Israel must take every possible measure to prevent civilian casualties. In my meetings with Israeli officials yesterday, I conveyed additional steps that they can and should take to do just that. Protecting civilians will help prevent Hamas from further exploiting the situation. But most important, it's simply the right and moral thing to do.
However, in that meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, the prime minister told Blinken there could be no ceasefire until all the hostages are released. Minneapolis police are investigating another fire at a mosque, and faith leaders there want them to look closely at the motive if the fire that destroyed three garages is determined to be arson. There have been at least six other instances of vandalism at Muslim houses of worship in the state this year, including two arson cases that are pending. This is SRN News. The collection plate's becoming a bit of concern for American pastors.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. Plaintiffs are arguing the law stems from what they call the decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. CDC says 35 states have laws criminalizing HIV exposure. SRN News. U.S. regulators are suing SolarWinds and its top security executive for fraud.
It's alleged SolarWinds concealed poor cybersecurity practices ahead of the Texas-based technology company's stunning hack by Russian spies. Detected in December of 2020, the SolarWinds hack penetrated U.S. government agencies, including the Justice and Homeland Security Departments, and more than 100 private companies and think tanks. SolarWinds called the SEC charges unfounded.
Jeremy House reports a lawyer for the executive says he looks forward to defending his client's reputation and correcting the inaccuracies in the SEC's complaint. Even though safety investigators have four complaints about engine fires that can turn off or that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off, Toyota not advising people to park their RAV4s outside. Instead, they're urging owners to take their vehicles to a dealer. Town Hall.